Donald Trump is a real stinker, and in the words of the Donald, another loser leaves the GOP.
Hello, welcome to the Prickly City Podcast for July 15th, 2016. I'm Janine Fadich, and here is your host and the creator of Prickly City, Scott Stantis.
You're getting really good at that.
Thank you.
Wow. I'm so proud. They grow up so fast. Thank you, Janine Fadich, and thank you all for listening to this week's edition of the Prickly City Podcast. This is one of those weeks that, I draw write 2.5 weeks ahead of when the strip actually appears in your newspaper or online. And the scandals, such as they were, for the Trump campaign, it turned out that he was giving a lot of money back to himself, his kids, his properties. And I thought that that would kind of turn into something a lot bigger and uglier than it has turned into. But you found out some information that it's not illegal.
It's not illegal. And right now, as long as he's still using his own money, it's fine. It's when he gets, if he starts getting money from other donors and uses that money to kind of enrich himself, then that would be a problem.
Well, it comes from the campaign. He is getting contributions, not a lot.
But he hasn't been using, apparently, they're looking at it, they're keeping an eye on it, something to keep an eye on, experts say. But right now, see, he's got a few things in the gray area, but it's not anything illegal just yet.
Okay, so that turned into nothing. So that's one of the dangers, yes?
We have a comment on the two of them. One of them is you talk about the scandal, that possible Trump scandal, and basically Hillary says, or Honey says,
buddy,
welcome to the neighborhood. And Exotic Doc 2 says, like, he calls her the Hildebeest, like the Hildebeest is not wallowing in massive lying and corruption scandals. It has been obvious Stantis is a Republican butt kisser who is married to the status quo and wants nothing about the current corrupt failure of a system to change. It's like you're basically saying that they're both scandal-ridden. You didn't say she wasn't.
I'm a Republican butt-kisser?
You are, even though it sounds like he's saying that you're kind of for Hillary.
I guess. That doesn't make a hell of a lot of sense to me, but some things don't. So that's okay. And the strip continues, and I actually got a comment. Was it a comment, an email? I can't remember which it was. Do you, about Trump being, why is Trump the only human while Honey Bunny is, and all the other.
Right, you had people comment upon that. Several people had mentioned that, and
so that kind of stuck in my craw, and I kind of thought, you know what, they're right. So he has now morphed into. He still looks a lot like himself, but he's now a skunk in a suit with a red tie.
Yeah, but the reason you didn't make him an animal in the first place was you didn't expect him to stick around that long. He was going to be a very brief character and then be gone.
Yeah, that's what happens when you're, Scott Stantis, super genius.
Well, people like the skunk. Here's an email from Mike. And he says, wonderful. It reminded me of the cartoon by the Washington Post's Herb Block showing Richard Nixon coming out of a sewer. One panel said it all, just like yours did. Brilliant.
Oh, thank you.
Let's hope you don't have the occasion to give Trump a clean behind on November 8th.
What he's referring to is Herb Block always drew Nixon with 5 o'clock shadow ever since the time he was a senator to the time he was vice president under Eisenhower and when he was during the campaign of 1960 and 1968. When he won the election, he actually did a drawing the next day that said a free shave to any president-elect. And so for a day, it was kind of nice. But that's what Mike's referring to. And thank you, Mike. That's high praise indeed. Thank you so much.
Now we have Darson 54 said, okay, Stantis's medications are kicking in because this one is funny and connected to reality. Plus, I love the take of Drump, he calls him Dump, as a skunk. Well, it does insult skunks.
Yeah, I have to apologize to the entire species. Species? Skunks, are they species?
Yeah.
Of rodents. But that I thought that was that just turned out to be the right metaphor, so that's great. George Will announced recently that he's leaving the GOP, the Republican Party, because it's just gotten too weird. And with the nomination of Donald Trump, it's just gotten particularly weird. He follows me by a number of years. I stopped referring to myself as a Republican a while ago when they, especially the social agenda, started to kick in. And that just, it seems to me if you believe in less government and getting the government out of your life, imposing it on a social agenda is running absolutely the opposite direction in my view. And so I stopped referring to myself and stopped considering myself a Republican. So George Will leaves and Donald Trump. And then the strip, I say, Donald Trump calls him a loser. And what did Donald Trump say?
He called them a loser. You were right. You didn't even realize it.
Yeah. Well, when you're dealing with a guy whose vocabulary consists of roughly 6 to 8 words, it's pretty easy to write.
Yeah, he'll get it right eventually, huh?
Yeah. I think George Will did the right thing and is hopefully will. You know, you can always go back, you know.
There's some people who agree with you, and interestingly, for different reasons.
Oh, let's hear.
Godfrey Daniel says, Trump is a neo-fascist. He quotes George Will, and this is a great quote, I think. It's George Will says, "And in every town large enough to have 2 traffic lights, there is a bar at the back of which sits the local Donald Trump, nursing his 5th beer and innumerable delusions. Because the actual Donald Trump is wealthy, he can turn himself into an unprecedentedly and incorrigibly vulgar presidential candidate."
Well, did you ever see the Your Drunk Neighbor quoting Donald Trump?
Yeah.
And essentially, it's a guy pretending he's a drunk neighbor, and he's reading verbatim reciting verbatim quotes for Donald Trump quotes. It's hilarious.
And this one's very interesting because I don't quite get it. Maybe you'll be able to explain this to me. But Jay Gray says, George Will has done a lot of right things, capital R on the right, but nothing as right as running from a progressive candidate like Trump. He embodies most of the left agenda. He just does not talk with a PC filter. Sadly funny to see how progressives react when you take that candy coating away from their worldview and shove it in their faces. Maybe now they are starting to understand why those of us who believe in a definite right and wrong are against their agenda. Nah, probably not. How would Trump be a progressive?
Well, because he's for gay rights. He's for, you know, he's not.
But would deporting
11 million people?
Would that be considered progressive?
Probably not. I think building a wall.
Detaining Muslims?
No. But, you know, he's pro-choice on abortion, and he is, who the hell knows what he is from moment to moment. But at the moment, he's more for choice and against it, and he's for gay rights more so than when he's against it.
Okay. But still, he doesn't seem very progressive to me.
Yeah, I guess you could say he's taken some of the progressive, but the platform the Republican Party has cobbled together for their convention coming up next week is anything but. I mean, it really is draconian. It's going to take them a while to recover from this insanity and actually. I don't know. You know what? I mean, we're looking at the polls as of today. Hillary and Donald are tied.
That's amazing.
I know. It's remarkable. And Gary Johnson is still kind of hovering around 10%. You kind of wish he would
get into the debates at least.
Yeah, I want it up to 15% so he can get in the debates. I swear to you, if he gets into the debates, his numbers will soar because he will be the only human on the stage.
Well, here's someone. Someone had... in response to a comment to someone who said Hillary will be the next president, Zippy49 said, "Don't count those chickens yet. As a lifelong liberal, I must admit that Gary Johnson sounded pretty good on Bill Maher's show." So,
yeah, I thought that performance was pretty bad, to tell you the truth.
Oh, he thought he was pretty good.
Yeah, he appeared on I think it was Face the Nation, and Gary Johnson, Governor Johnson, was. And actually, I'm going to meet him next week.
All right, he's coming to talk to your
editorial board here at the Chicago Tribune on Tuesday, so I actually get to meet him face-to-face. That's going to be kind of a little bit of awesome for me, because he's my dude, my guy.
Well, so hope he stays your dude, then.
Yeah.
Do you meet him?
He may disappoint. I hope not. I don't think so.
I hope not either.
I mean,
you never know.
You know, this guy's a pro. 2-term governor of New Mexico. I mean, you know, he's
good. Knows his stuff.
Yeah. He has. Anything else?
Let's see. Oh, well, this is kind of interesting. Euthuno said that, sad, Prickly City has gone mainstream PC establishment. So much for cutting edge. Jeb Bush for president? Oh, come on. But you never said Jeb Bush for president.
No, I said it was easy. Go ahead.
Fritzoid defended you.
Oh, yay. Thank you.
He said someone named Fritzoid.
Oh, Fritzoid,
that's
of course.
A great name. In response, he said, Stantis seems to be pushing towards Gary Johnson. Where does it appear that he's in for Jeb? You don't need to be the PC establishment to be against Trump. You just need to be sane.
And an IQ above room temperature. Truly. I mean, anyway, I go on and on. And this trip, I suspect, will.
Yes.
Next week is the convention. And
there's a vice presidential.
Yeah, there's Mike Pence, the current governor of Indiana, who apparently is going to have to step down as governor. Let me put it another way. He can't run for reelection, which he is currently.
Right. Think he's making a mistake?
No. That's a great question. Who knows? I mean, is he going to be tainted with the... the mark of Trump for the rest of his career. I think he sees himself as a national candidate, and this is his opportunity. He's also in a very tight race in Indiana for reelection. So you get out of that, you get into a national campaign where conceivably you could distance yourself, although I don't know how, because he's going to have to defend
right.
whatever lunacy Donald Trump spews that day. But, you know, who knows? I mean,
maybe he'll just interpret everything in reasonable words.
Well, but it's Mike Pence. Don't forget, this is the guy who did the religious freedom and totally screwed the pooch on handling that one and,
oh, right.
and ticked off everybody. Everybody.
So maybe they can really tick off people together.
Okay. Well, that'll be just
Jake. We're not ticked off enough in this country.
No, that's what this country lacks is anger. That's what we lack. Yes. America must be angrier. Anyway, listen, I want to thank Janine, of course, and Michael Heidemann, our producer,
yeah,
and
Michael.
WGN Plus. I want to thank you for listening to this week's edition of the Prickly City Podcast. If you want to keep up with what Carmen and Winslow are up to, go ahead and go to gocomics.com/Prickly City or go to scottstantis.com. And if you'd like to send us a comment, either leave them there or email us directly at pricklycity@gmail.com. I think I covered it all.
I think so.
Thank you all for listening to this week's edition of the Prickly City Podcast. Until next time, we'll see you in the funny papers.